Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
A Saturday morning at this time is always our Insights into Insurance program right here on KATE 1450 and streaming online as well. You can take us anywhere, myalbertlee.com. Mike Wettis along with you. And believe it or not, Tom Sorensen is not in the studio this morning. I have the pleasure of joining in Renee Uhlenhop, Personal Line Marketing Manager at Americana Insurance Group. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mike. It's great to be here.
We left Tom in his Bermuda shorts somewhere
else.
You bet,
you bet. Kick him out for the morning.
There we go. And
sleeping in, probably.
Yeah, he's probably, no, I'm sure he's listening in. No doubt listening in. But as we welcome in Renee, there's always, we try to get an email from a listener, and lo and behold, this will fit right into our topic this morning. As we did get an email from a listener, because obviously with the weather today, people are starting to get their vehicles out of storage. And this comes in as, I have a 1955 Chevy. I have been told I need a classic car policy. Why is that? And this came in from Chad.
Well, hey, Chad, that's a great question. First of all, right at the top, I can tell you the collector auto policy will get you your guaranteed value on your auto. Your typical auto policy, that's going to have actual cash value or stated value that may depreciate your value at the time of loss. And you won't be rated on the everyday use because you're not driving it daily. There's no fixed mileage.
And also on almost all car policy, collector car policies we're talking about, there are some limitations maybe.
Yes, there are. Some. Most have limitations or restrictions, but you're going to get the best coverage for your classic with this type of policy.
And so when you give Americana Insurance a call, make sure you have what make and model of your vehicle. You deal a lot with classic collector car policies, Renee, and I'm sure you're amazed sometimes when people say, well, I didn't have this much coverage on this vehicle, and lo and behold, if something would happen, I know a few years ago there's been sheds that caught on fire, and there was numerous collector cars in those sheds. If you don't have the right policy in place, you're going to regret it.
You betcha. There's this day and age, there's a lot of stock versus the modified. We have lots of, you might have customized paint. You might have changed the motor and put more boom in it.
Yeah.
You might have put the air suppression in it. There's so many different things you can do to customize it. So you really want to make sure that you have the best coverage for what you have in your vehicle.
And for those folks, a lot of them, I'm sure, just pulling out of storage, and maybe they're planning on, as you say, maybe they're putting a new paint job on there, or they're putting new wheels on there, and they kind of forget to get a hold of their insurance agent. Lo and behold, something happens to that vehicle. A lot of these collector cars, their hearts, it's a hobby, and a lot of money is put into it. So obviously when you're putting the pieces together to your insurance policy, you want to make sure that you have enough value put on that. So if something would happen that, oh, I forgot, I had a paint job done, and now I don't have that coverage.
Correct. That is very correct. You know, we see that a lot. You want to make sure that you have, if you have a 10,000, 20,000 custom paint job on your vehicle, you might have put race stripes on, you might put fire flames on. That's every bit value on that car. You want to make sure that's covered. You might have fancy wheels. You want to make sure those are covered. You might have the radio. You're not changing much with the car, but if you've done any changes or any fixing up on those cars, you want to make sure that you get that full value.
A simple vandalism of a collector car with somebody taking a key and accidentally scratching the paint or doing a door ding. Ultimately, if you don't have it updated every year and made some additions or corrections on your vehicle, ultimately it's going to affect you in the long run.
Yep, it sure is.
A lot of myths about collector car insurance. So with Renee this morning, we thought we'd go through a couple of these myths. And of course, myth number one is collector car insurance is only strictly for old cars.
Hey, you know what? That's not true. It's not just classics only. People collect cars in the 80s, 90s, all the way up to 2018, 2019. And collector cars, to make sure everybody knows, it's not just cars. You might have a truck, a pickup, a semi-tractor, SUV, motorcycles, boats, even your tractors, your Farmall, little Model A, you know, those old tractors. Those are collector policies.
So that's myth number one on the collector car insurance. It involves more than just old cars. There's also another myth, Renee, about collector car policies only allow driving in what we'll call maybe the 3rd of July or 4th of July parade or Memorial Day. Allowing driving in parades or car shows, there's another myth.
Yep. Nope. Some companies do restrict the usage for the hobby-related driving or the pleasure driving, like in a show or parade. But we at Americana have some of these policies, but I bet you do if you have a collector car policy. But we currently work with the company that has lifted the limitations on the collector car policies. This has become a lifestyle of the collecting cars. Most companies, they restrict the driving back and forth to work. And we have a company that's going to let you take your car to work and back.
And that is a big myth because, husbands and wives or boyfriends or girlfriends, they look at maybe getting a collector car and they think, well, how often are we going to use this thing? You're going to just put it in a parade. No, we're not going to go out and buy something like this. But there are some other limitations that Americana Insurance can walk you through and say, yes, we have coverage for these types of vehicles.
Yep, correct. Yep, if you have that car, you want to get it out and use it, we're going to make sure that you can get it out and use it when you want to.
We're talking with Renee Uhlenhop, the Personal Line Marketing Manager at Americana Insurance Group, on our Insights into Insurance program. We're going to take a quick break, Renee, and then we'll talk more about some of the other myths that are out there as regard to the collector cars and their insurance. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back more with our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car-home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Bundle home and auto insurance and realize the benefits. Contact Renee Uhlenhop at Americana Insurance Group today.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
We are back with our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450, as well as streaming online at myalbertlee.com. We'll also post the show on Americana Insurance Facebook page as well, as long as myalbertlee.com. If you've missed our first portion of the program, we're with Renee Uhlenhop of the Personal Line Marketing Manager at Americana Insurance Group, one of the professionals. And we're going to jump back into some of the myths, Renee, that we've been hearing about collector cars and the insurance. The next myth that comes up is no youthful operators allowed under the age of 26.
You know, that's probably a myth, but I believe that this is prohibited in a lot of companies. The company that we work with, they're our future. These kids, they need to get involved while they're young. They need to learn, need to see what it's all about. They need to be active because they're our future.
And a lot of these kids would like, I know Albert Lee had prom last weekend. There's lots of proms coming up. And if you have a son or a daughter and say, you know, Dad, I want to take the collector car out, once again, get a hold of your insurance agent, get a hold of Americana Insurance to find out, can my son or daughter actually take that vehicle out? Obviously, they're the future of Albert Lee and Freeborn County, but get a hold of your insurance just to make positively sure.
Yep, you're right, Mike. You're right on that. Be sure and give us a call, but those kids, they want to see them out there involved with these classic cars.
And it's, you know, if you go to California, Renee, you see all types of collector classic cars around, because obviously there's no road salt, and they drive them all over the place. Here in Minnesota, it's a little bit different. Most of those folks that have collector cars, classic cars, tractors, motorcycles, they usually will store those during the wintertime and bring them out. So we'd love to keep those vehicles running and moving right here in our great state of Minnesota, northern Iowa. So please check with your insurance agent. Make sure we're on the right page.
Yep, you're right. There's about 5 months out of the year that we recognize those cars are out and ready to go. The other few months, they're typically in quote storage, and that's the way these policies can work to benefit you.
All right. That's
how we can keep those premiums down.
Another myth is everyday insurance protects cars just as well.
You betcha. A typical personal auto policy is an actual cash value policy. That is the problem, because the factoring depreciation of the used car by age. We want to get that value as close to possible at the time of loss and not have it depreciated out and work against you. The collector car is to maintain the value, and it appreciates, not goes down.
Right.
So.
And then the collector car policy, it normally be insured as guaranteed value or maybe stated value?
It's a guaranteed value with the collector car. It's going to, or they will agree on, you know, this is what it is. And if they don't know, they have a qualified, educated team that they work with and many resources to make sure that if this is what you say it's worth, yep, we can investigate, we can look at it, yep, we agree, and that's what we'll insure this auto for.
And with the collector car insurance carriers, they have a ton of resources.
Yep, they do. For example, too, and another thing is, you know, a typical personal auto policy, they have their adjusters that will come in and they will adjust or assess the claim situation. These adjusters, they're great. Nothing against them, but with the collector car, we want to have a true adjuster that knows the issues, the right parts, what it takes to make this classic car whole again. So we have a team of educated adjusters that will get your car fixed and back up on shape.
And there can be some insurance companies out there. We're not going to name them, but there are some insurance companies that have that little lizard that'll save you $15 in 15 minutes. Be careful, folks, because deal with Americana Insurance here locally, because, again, these are a lot of the puzzle pieces we try to put together to make sure your policy is covered for your, as we're talking this morning, collector car, classic car, your 80s, 90s, your 2018 car. Make sure that you have the right cover. You know, and there's some other things, Renee, as well, that folks really need to know about.
That's right. You know, normally they say that there's no general transportation. With this company we work with, they have lifted that restriction. We have regular roadside assistance and that type of thing, that you have that coverage. If you're out for whether it be the car show or their parade and something happens, you call some service roadside and we'll get you, you know, covered and back on the road. The hobby purpose only. We have company that allows you to take that car or go out for a pleasure cruise this weekend. The one stipulation is if you have a collector car policy, obviously that's not your main purpose car. You need to have a personal auto policy as well for that vehicle that you are driving on a daily basis.
And there's a key point, Renee, on that to reiterate, you must have a personal auto policy as well, because you can't have a collector car policy as their main means of transportation.
Correct. Yep, you are absolutely right.
And then there are some kind of a myth once in a while that, well, that car has to be in a locked garage.
Yep, nope. That is another thing that has been lifted. The company we write with, they allow different other situations. So that's no longer must be. We can get you coverage there if you don't have that locked garage.
And as far as maybe taking your loved one out on a little pleasure cruise on a weekend, you end up going over to the river or somewhere else, and you do have car problems. A lot of companies, they don't offer overnight stay.
Yep, they'll offer the one we work with, the overnight stay, and even offer the roadside service assistance that will also compensate and help for the whole hotel, motel, roadside, that whole weekend that you're down.
And the company as well that you're working with has a spare part coverage for auto. Again, whether you're in your auto or not, this company that Americana Insurance offers does have that policy as well.
Yep, there's an endorsement that's called the no cover or the coverage for spare parts, and basically what that says is, you know, there's like $750 I want to say that's built into the policy, and that will cover the parts. You might have a spare tire, you might have part of your windshield, part of your door that's sitting in your garage with your car, but it's not yet on. This will take care of those parts that are in your possession, but they're not in your car.
A great idea to own a collector car, classic car. And again, we've mentioned earlier, it doesn't have to be an old car. It's not for classics only. Cars from 80s, 90s, all the way up to 2018, 2019, from pickups, semis, motorcycles, SUVs, tractors. There's something that Americana Insurance can help you with any of these policies.
You know, the funny thing is when you just list those again, memorabilia, those old Amoco gas station or gas lights, a lot of memorabilia can also fall into this category and have a collector policy.
You need to get a hold of Americana Insurance, and the phone number, Renee, at Americana Insurance?
507-377-2000 and ask for Renee.
All right. That will wrap up our... Yes, Tom Sorensen didn't join us this morning. We
no,
did just fine,
didn't.
Renee.
He didn't. He missed out on the coffee and donuts.
Yes, he did. And now he's going to expect those next week. So my thanks for Renee coming in, one of the professionals, as I say, at Americana Insurance, a personal line marketing manager at Americana Insurance Group, for helping us out on our Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program. Enjoy the weather.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike. You have a great day, too.
That'll wrap up this edition of our Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.